This is St. Joseph's Health Medcast. I'm Caitlin White. With me is Dr. Julie Moore, the Chief Nursing Officer at St. Joseph's Health. In order to combat a nationwide nursing shortage, St. Joseph's Health has revamped its nurse residency program. The Vizient program is only offered by 11% of hospitals in the country, but it's been proven to improve nurse retention rates by 89%, significantly higher than the national average. Dr. Moore is here to tell us all about it. Now, doctor, to start off, tell us a bit about your journey in nursing and what led you to your role as Chief Nursing Officer at St. Joseph's Health.
Nursing is a second career for me. My father, unfortunately, was sick, was diagnosed, and very quickly passed away. But during his visit to the hospital is where I decided that's what I wanted to do. And it was really based on the care that he was receiving from a nurse. And so I started my career as a bedside nurse, you know, like so many of us. And I just fell in love with the privilege of caring for patients, you know, and families during the most vulnerable moments of their lives. And so fortunately, I've had the opportunity to serve in a variety of leadership roles, from charge nurse to nurse manager, then director, and eventually into executive leadership. What has always guided me is just a passion for creating environments where nurses can thrive. I want them to feel valued, supported, empowered to deliver excellent care. And, you know, that one nurse changed the whole trajectory of my life. And I just hope that I can pay that forward and do the same. And so the passion and commitment to the profession is what ultimately led me here to St. Joseph as their Chief Nursing Officer.
That is quite inspiring. Thank you for sharing. Now, what inspired St. Joseph's to adopt the Vizient Nurse Residency Program?
Nursing is, you know, rewarding. It's incredibly rewarding, but it's also incredibly demanding. And especially for our new graduates, we recognize the importance of supporting nurses during their first year, which is so crucial, their first year of practice. And so they come in so full of energy and so ready to go. And we wanted more than just an orientation. We wanted something structured, evidence-based, a nice transition program that would help the new nurses build some confidence, competencies, and just have a strong professional identity into the profession. And the Vizient program offers just a proven framework with national best practices, strong outcomes, and the ability to build a community of support for our newest nurses.
Well, to build off that just a bit, how does the Vizient Nurse Residency Program support new nurses during their transition into the practice?
I love that question. Thank you. It really is designed to help that new nurse transition into clinical practice. And so having a solid nurse residency program helps bridge that gap between the classroom and clinical practice. And the program, what it does is it protects time for just learning with structured mentorship, peer support, and some guided reflection. And it gives them a way to come together as a nice group of new nurses. It gives them the opportunity to develop clinical judgment in a safe space, leadership skills, resilience, right? While also navigating just those real world experiences at the bedside that they don't get during their nursing program. And they're not doing it alone. They're surrounded by a community of their colleagues, and that lifts them up and just helps them succeed very well.
Well, what are some of the key components that make this program effective?
You know, a few stand out. I would say the first year is very structured and it's very critical that we have that in place. It recognizes that the professional growth takes time. And second, the curriculum, it's evidence-based. It focuses on clinical reasoning, professional development, and leadership. And equally important there is that peer cohort model. New nurses move through the program together. And so sharing challenges and celebrating milestones is very helpful for them. So they know they're not in it alone and that others are experiencing this as well. They get strong preceptor and mentor involvement that ensures that they're having this great experience as they walk alongside them every step of the way. And then behind the scenes, our Vizient Nurse Residency Program Coordinator, she brings years of experience and innovation to the program. So we do fun things like escape rooms and learning and other things like that. And what we're trying to do here at St. Joseph is actually working towards our accreditation with distinction, which has already been infused into our curriculum, which again has that creative, interactive activities and games that just make learning more engaging and very memorable.
So how do you measure success in the program, both for the nurses and for the organization?
Exactly. We look at several indicators. For the nurses, we track growth in confidence and competence through program evaluations, self-assessments. We also look closely at engagement and job satisfaction. for our organization and many healthcare organizations, retention is a key metric, as well as quality outcomes and patient experience measures. But equally as powerful are the stories we hear from the nurses themselves, how supported they felt, how they shaped their decision to build their careers here at St. Joe's. We also complete a Casey Fink survey, which provides us better data about resiliency, support, organizational commitment, role satisfaction, role confidence, along with other components to that. But our Casey Fink and progression surveys show that our nurse residents are meeting or exceeding benchmarks in the majority of all these areas. And so the nurse residents are able to continue in the nurse residency program after graduation, as well as facilitators. So when we have them come back and do some clinical reflection time with the new students and they volunteer to come back to support, we know we've definitely made some progression and some progress with the program itself. They give back.
Absolutely. Well, what changes have you seen in nurse confidence, competence, or retention since implementing the program?
We have seen measurable improvements in new nurse confidence and clinical judgment. They're comfortable speaking up. They collaborate. They're leading at the bedside.